This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. A state Senate committee takes up Senate Bill 6, the so-called bathroom bill, tomorrow. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has long favored legislation that would require people in public schools and government buildings to use the restroom according to the sex on their birth certificate. Patrick today launched a new campaign to shore up support. Patrick assembled a multi-ethnic, multiracial, and diverse political group of leaders in support of Senate Bill 6.
We will be next to pass a bill that focuses on privacy, a person's privacy, and public safety. That will say to parents everywhere, your children will have privacy in their schools as we focus on the needs of every student in the most private of all situations, in the showers, the locker rooms, and the bathrooms.
Patrick said his new 1 Million Voice campaign calls on religious, especially Christian leaders, to back the bill. Joining Patrick was a Democrat. State Senator Eddie Lucio from Brownsville supports it.
Children, youth, and parents in these difficult situations deserve compassion, sensitivity, and respect without infringing on legitimate concerns about privacy and security from other students and parents.
While Patrick may find support in the state Senate, he faces a fight in the Texas House. Speaker Joe Strauss has said this legislation is not a priority. Parents of transgender children, meanwhile, blasted the Senate bill. Amber Briggle of Denton has a transgender son.
For those parents who don't have transgender kids, just know that that my son is not any different than theirs. He loves cats, he loves Pokemon, he loves basketball. And so to treat my child as someone different is wrong, it's discriminatory, and y'all means all, and we're Texans, and we should stand up for each other.
Rachel Gonzalez of Dallas has a transgender daughter.
She exists as a girl. She's happy and healthy, and it would be very dangerous and very bizarre to send her into a men's restroom.
The Texas Association of Business opposes the legislation. It said it could be a barrier to recruiting employees to the state. The NFL and NBA have both issued warnings to Texas about Senate Bill 6. They've threatened to withhold future Super Bowls and All-Star games. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.